on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by On Deck Small Business Loans. Visit ondeck.com.au.
Well, we knew he was finishing at the end of the season, but he might have finished now because of a hamstring problem. Jamie Lyon, good morning.
Hey, Slats, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. What's happened to the body, mate? It's not holding up.
Nah, too much golf, mate.
It was that big driving that the follow-through, mate, did it.
Yeah, the big snap hook got me. But nah, mate, a little bit disappointing, mate, the way it finished. But, you know, I've had a long run and been pretty lucky, really, over the years to play so many games. So, yeah, unfortunately, can't go out playing at Brookie in particular. But, yeah, still pretty proud overall.
We urge everyone to get out there anyway at Brookvale. What about round 26, Jamie? Any hope for that?
Probably not, mate, but, you know, I'll be trying. But, you know, this hamstring, it's been around for a long time, sort of on and off. And then I did it in Canberra in the middle of the year, and then it's been there ever since. And then the last captain's run, mate, it just went sort of bang. And, you know, I knew from there that it wasn't going to be a good result. And, unfortunately. It's not going to be.
You've had a great run. You've had a fantastic career. I suppose it's almost time to start reflecting on that, mate. It's been a wonderful career.
Yeah. Like I said, mate, I'm pretty lucky to get through so many games. You know, you look over the years at some unlucky players that haven't really played to their potential because of injury. Timmy Moulton comes to mind, and you know, some players over the years that really haven't had the chance to show what they can do. So, yeah, mate, overall, I've been pretty lucky. And, 34 years of age, a few grey hairs, and, that's about me done. And just trying to get on that Mission Hill spot now if I can.
Oh, wouldn't that be sure?
Ah, nice.
Oh, we can highly recommend it, mate. It's fantastic.
Tough to choose.
Has there been any pull-outs? Can I jump in?
you can get there, mate. They'll add you. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
All right.
Fly out December 6th, you'll be available.
I will be.
Jamie, you tell me, but I reckon you're the bloke who wouldn't have that many regrets when you look back at what you've done and achieved. What are your thoughts about, you know, when you went back home to Wee War and all that sort of stuff, you went to the UK. You're still happy with everything, how it all unfolded?
Oh, I definitely would have changed a few things, mate, with the Parramatta. The finish up there, it wasn't the best way to go, and, you know, I was still pretty young, and, you know, I let my teammates and the club down out there, and, obviously I'd love to change that if I could, but I can't, and, you know, at that time I was just finishing up totally from footy, I wasn't going to play anymore, and, yeah, got a phone call from St Helens, and, yeah, they sort of kick-started me back into the game, and, yeah, got the love back, and, you know, played quite a few more games after that. But, yeah, at that stage at Parramatta, mate, yeah, that was me finishing up.
Yeah, it was a tough one at the time. Can I ask, mate, a lot of fans have been calling in today.
Always.
You'll be down there at Brookie. Will you be there to sort of see the fans come the weekend?
Yeah, definitely. I've got a lot of friends and family coming down for the game. And, yeah, really hoping there's a big crowd there and, you know, send all the boys out for the season. I know we've had a terrible run of injuries and that sort of thing. We haven't played our best footy every week, but yeah, hopefully we can get a big crowd down there. And I'm really looking forward to it. And you know, it's my spiritual home, so I'm really looking forward to seeing it one last time, I suppose.
Yeah, and Killer, how do you see the team rolling forward? In good hands with the new coach?
Yeah, I really reckon it is, mate. We've got a lot of young guys coming through that have shown some enormous potential, and you know, it's just unfortunate that we've had the run that we've had with injuries. It just seems like it's injury after injury here. It's certainly very hard to compete against the best sides when you've used a large number of players for the season. So, yeah, I really think the club's in good stead. And, you know, Trent's first season, I think he's done a great job along with all the rest of the coaching staff.
Yeah, it's a changing of the guard, though, Jamie, isn't it, after such a terrific era at Manly? But the Trbojevic boys are the players to take it forward.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely two of the brightest stars in the NRL, I think, and they're going to be around for a long time. Such great kids, and, you know, their potential that they're showing on the field is enormous. And, yeah, really looking forward to seeing them come through. I know Jake plays a lot of golf and Tom's trying to play a bit of golf, so I'll try and slow them down a bit off the field.
There you go. Here, take their money. Now, we just chatted with Paul Gallen. He wants us. Yeah. He wants us for you to tell us how you reported him. You dobbed him into the principal back there at Parramatta Marist.
And got him you got to be careful with him. He doesn't tell too many truths, that kid.
Did you dob him in?
I did, yeah. Well, they ended up taking the tyre off my old Mitsubishi Sigma that I had at school. And it was funny for a couple of hours, but I had to get home, so and they wouldn't give it back to me, so I had to dob after about 6 hours waiting in the car park with three tyres on the
for your wheel to come back.
Oh,
did
like
they give it back
story.
To you?
Him and his Parramatta Maris mates got me big time that day.
Oh, dear, oh dear. How long until they brought the wheel back?
Well, the principal finally got it out, and I don't know where they were. But, yeah, it took at least, it was dark by the time I got it, that's for sure.
Mate, well, the wheels certainly have stayed pretty solid on your career, mate. It's been tremendous. We hope that hamstring you can get back for one more game. If not, mate, congrats on a fantastic career, and you've always been great with your time, and might even catch up for a game of golf, mate.
Will do, mate. I'll see you at the airport December 6th.
Good on you, Jamie.
Thanks, lad.
Take care, mate. Jamie Lyon.
Good story. Getting rid of the one week.
They've jacked his car up. Taking a tie. That's very funny.
Pranksters, mate.
It's very funny.
We could laugh about that. They'd probably be in big trouble now.
Yeah, that's right.
If that happened. Well done. Always good to chat with Jamie Lyon. He has been a fantastic player. And he said if he had his time again, he felt like he let his Parramatta players down, his teammates down there, and he would do things differently as well. So you're going to see a fair few of stories regarding Jamie, but he's always been a gifted player.
Yeah, very gifted.